And now, Don Blackwell.
Not long ago, I was having a discussion with a man about the one church of the New Testament, about the plan of salvation, and about the sin of religious division. He responded to my comments by saying something like this. He said, if salvation is based on how we correctly interpret all of the Bible, then we're all in danger of losing our salvation. Instead of trying to understand every point of the Bible, I trust wholly on the grace of God. Now, friends, that was his statement. But it implies several things that are not good. The first one is that we cannot properly understand the Bible. The second thing implied in his statement is that it doesn't matter anyway. And this is very common thinking. It's what makes people say things like, that's your interpretation. It's what makes people say, we cannot understand the Bible alike. So today I want to discuss this question. Can we understand the Bible alike? Let me say first, that's really not the best question to ask. Because if one person understands the Bible and someone else understands it differently, then actually the second person misunderstands the Bible. Two people cannot understand the Bible differently, and both of them truly understand the Bible. Our first point in the lesson today is that men can and must see the Bible alike. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, friends, I want you to notice from this statement that Jesus said that we can know the truth. He said we can understand the Bible alike. Despite what other people may tell you, Jesus said you can know the truth. And when someone suggests to you that we cannot understand the Bible alike, you should remind him of these words of Jesus. But not only does Jesus teach that we can know the truth, he teaches that we must know the truth if we're going to be free. In John 12 and 48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words, he has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him in the last day." Now, I want you to imagine the implications of people saying we can't understand the Bible alike. If God is going to judge us by his word, and this verse says he will, if he's going to hold us accountable to his word, and yet we cannot understand it. Friends, I cannot imagine a God who would give us a book by which we're going to be judged and then not give us the ability to understand it. Friends, that's not a God of love. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible has given us the ability to understand his word. And when you talk to someone who tells you, that's your interpretation, we cannot understand the Bible alike, ask him about this passage. Ask him, how is a God of love going to judge us according to a book that we can't understand? And if one interpretation is just as good as another, then what's the point of judging us by a book anyway? Not only can we understand the Bible alike, but we are commanded to see the Bible alike. That's our second point. The Bible commands us to see the Bible, to understand the Scriptures alike. I want you to look with me in your Bible at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. A person cannot hold to the view that one belief is just as good as another and properly explain this verse. Let's read it. The Bible says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." Friends, the Lord commands us in this passage to see the Bible alike. And those people who teach that one church is just as good as another, and that one interpretation is just as good as another, I wonder how they understand this verse. What do they take it to mean? To the man that I mentioned earlier who told me that we do not have to understand the truth, I asked him about this passage. You want to know how he responded? He didn't. He did not. He simply said, "Sir, I wholly trust in the grace of God." But friends, God's grace is not for those who will not obey Him. The Lord says that we can understand the Bible alike, and we must understand the Bible alike. And He commands us to understand the Bible alike. And in fact, He says it is going to be very bad for those who do not understand and teach the Bible correctly. Listen to this passage in Galatians 1 and verse 9. The Lord tells us, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. Friends, when a person goes out and understands the gospel differently, and then he goes and he speaks to other people that different gospel, the grace of God is not going to cover him. The Lord said, you will be cursed. You will lose your soul eternally in hell if you preach a different understanding from that one truth that I've given. Friends, that's why James chapter 3 and verse 1 teaches us, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. You see, teachers are going to be held accountable for what they understand and what they teach to others. Well, the Bible tells us, not only can men see the Bible alike, not only must they see the Bible alike, and not only is it commanded us, but it illustrates to us that it has been done before. That's our third point. In the days of Noah, Noah understood the instructions that God gave to him to build the ark. And apparently his sons also understood the instructions. In the days of Moses, when he was given the pattern to build the tabernacle, apparently he understood it. And so did those people who actually did the work. 22,000 people understood how God would destroy the Midianites in the days of Gideon, Judges chapter 7 and verse 3. 3,000 people understood the gospel alike on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Now, why is it that the early Christians were able to see the Bible alike, but men today say they cannot? Acts chapter 4 and verse 32 says, the multitude of them that believed were one heart and one soul. Friends, in the first century, if they could understand the Bible alike, then we can also today. Point number four is this. Reasons why we don't see the Bible alike. I want to notice some reasons why some people say that they cannot see the Bible alike. The first reason is this. People don't see the Bible alike today simply because they don't want to. You see, for some people, accepting the truth would require them to make some major changes in their life. It would put them in some uncomfortable situations. They might have to get rid of the old prejudices and their old thinking. They might have to change the way that they've been living. Maybe they'd have to make some sacrifices. And so it's easier, rather than to submit to the truth, it's easier just to ignore it and say, I see it differently. And for some people, acknowledging the truth means acknowledging that they are wrong, that they are lost, and they don't want to do that. A second reason that people see the Bible differently is because of different attitudes that people have toward the Bible. An unbeliever views the Bible as a book that is to be scorned, that is to be ridiculed. Thomas Paine said about the Bible, whenever we read the obscene stories, the voluptuous debaucheries, the cruel and torturous executions, the unrelenting vindictiveness with which more than half of the Bible is filled, it would be more consistent that we call it the word of a demon than the word of God. It is a history of wickedness that has served to corrupt and brutalize mankind. And for my own part, I sincerely detest it as I detest everything that is cruel. Now, friends, that's his viewpoint. And so, an unbeliever who views the Bible this way, who views it as an instrument of cruelty rather than an instrument of redemption, is not going to interpret the Bible correctly. And so his attitude is going to keep him from understanding the Bible properly. Another reason some people do not understand the Bible alike and properly is because some people simply follow their parents. Many has been the person who has said, I am a Catholic because my mother was a Catholic. Men and women every day believe a certain way and act a certain way or approach the Bible a certain way simply because their parents did it. And Jesus said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37. Another reason that some people don't understand the Bible alike, that they don't see it correctly, is because they are following the creeds of men. They're holding to the creeds of men. Many people have been taught creeds since the time that they were little children. And now, it's very hard to convince them otherwise. And they don't know what's creed and what's Bible. And usually they think there's no difference in the two. But friends, creeds are all different. And so when men follow creeds, they will never be able to see the Bible alike. For example, the Standard Manual for Baptist Churches by Edward T. Hiscox, pages 80 and 81, teaches, "Baptism is the immersion, dipping, or burying in water, and the dipping in water of a professed disciple of Christ is that one baptism." Now that's the Baptist Creed Book, the Baptist Manual. The Discipline of the Methodist Church, 1948, page 470, reads, "Let every adult person and the parents of every child to be baptized have the choice of sprinkling, pouring, or immersion." Friends, you can see they're contradictory. They say just the opposite. One says immersion only. One says you have the choice of sprinkling, pouring, or immersion. As long as men are holding to creeds, there are going to be different understandings of the Bible, and there are going to be religious division. And you know, a lot of people put their faith in their preacher rather than the Bible. And so when the preacher says something is a certain way, they accept it as the gospel truth simply because the preacher said it. And they'll say, well, the preacher has been called by God. And that being the case, they believe anything that the preacher tells them. First, God doesn't call men today in a miraculous way. The way that God calls men today is by the gospel. We learned that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. And secondly, God has warned us to check the message of every preacher and every teacher, to check it according to His Word. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 says to try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, what that's telling us is that we have a responsibility to examine the Word of God, to check the words of a preacher. He may claim to be called of God, but the Lord warns us many false teachers are making false claims. Many people understand the Bible, though, in light of what the preacher said, instead of understanding what the preacher said in light of the Bible. Another thing that prevents people from understanding the Bible alike is prejudice. It may be that I interpret the Bible a certain way because of what I like or what I dislike. Maybe a person says, I like instrumental music, mechanical instruments in worship of God, like a piano. And so he will interpret anything he reads in the Bible in such a way as to try to justify his prejudice. Some people don't interpret the Bible correctly because they are not rightly dividing the Word. Friends, the Bible tells us, the Lord speaks to us in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, and He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. When a person rightly divides the Word, he understands what is Old Testament and what is New Testament. He understands what was said to a specific people and what applies to us today. He doesn't take things out of their proper context. But you see, a lot of religious people don't understand the Bible properly because they don't practice this principle. A lot of people teach tithing because they don't understand that the law of Moses doesn't apply to us today. People seek to justify instrumental music in worship to God, and they almost always go to the Old Testament because they cannot find authority for it in the New Testament. And what they do is turn to a law that has been done away, that has been nailed to the cross, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now friends, that's not rightly dividing the Word. If a person goes to the Old Testament to justify our actions and our behavior and religion in the New Testament, that is a misuse of the Bible. I'll never be able to understand the Bible correctly if I can't first learn to rightly divide it. Well, let's ask the question, how can we see the Bible alike? How do we do that? The first suggestion I want to make is this. In order to see the Bible alike, number one, we need to read it. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4 says, whereby when ye read, ye may understand. I know that sounds simple, but many people don't do that. Many people just sit in their pews week after week, and they simply take the word of the preacher. And perhaps even worse than that is someone who never opens their Bible at all. They just go along with whatever they feel. and all things religious are interpreted in light of their feelings. Friends, understanding the Bible begins with reading the Bible. And I don't mean just reading it like you would any other book. I mean studying it. I mean truly, diligently searching the Scriptures. The promise is, to them that seek, they will find. But all too often, people end their search too early because Satan hands them a counterfeit and they accept it. Search the Scriptures. Weigh the evidence. Answer the arguments. I've had many people who could not answer the questions that I posed to them about the necessity of baptism, immersion in water, but they continued to deny that it was necessary. Friends, that's not an honest person. A true seeker will not be satisfied with a doctrine that cannot be proven from the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 teaches us to prove all things. That means put them to the test. And so the first suggestion is simply to read the Bible. The Bible tells us, whereby when you read, you may understand. A second suggestion to help us understand the Bible alike is to accept the Bible as the complete and the total standard. Because after all, Jesus said that on the day of judgment, there would be only one standard by which we will be measured. I need to read the Bible. I need to accept it as the only standard. Number three, I need to have a heart that is willing to accept what it teaches me. Now, that means removing all the prejudices in my life. That means forgetting what men may have told me. That means laying aside, putting away creeds. That means not rejecting it just because it will be difficult for me. And you know, many people look at the Bible that way. They reject things that they find displeasing, that are difficult. In John chapter 6, the Bible tells us that when Jesus spoke to the Jews present on that occasion, many of them said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" And they went away and walked no more with Him. Now, what is that telling us? It tells us that many people turned away from the Lord and they left Him because they did not like what He was saying. Friends, all of those people are not dead. A lot of people today approach the Bible the same way. Another suggestion to help us understand the Bible alike is let the Bible interpret itself. When I find a passage that I don't understand, I need to go and find its mate. I need to find the parallel passage. And I need then to consider everything that the Bible has to say on a subject. How many times has a person chosen one verse and pulled it out of context and ignored all of the other verses and tried to let that one verse be the final word on the matter? How many times have people looked at John chapter 3 and verse 16, "Whosoever believes on Him should not perish," but they ignore Mark 16:16 that says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." Dear friend, we can understand the Bible. Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth." We can understand it, and we must understand the Bible, and the truth shall make you free. A person may say, "That's your interpretation." Or a person may say, "Nobody can understand the Bible alike," or whatever else they choose to. But still, God says we can understand it. And He says we will be judged by it. Friends, you need to know that the Word of God, that we must understand, that He commands us to understand. And understanding means that we interpret it alike. It says that a man must hear the gospel if he's going to be saved. Romans 10:14. But not only must a man hear the gospel, upon hearing it, he must respond by believing it. In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." So a man must hear it, he must believe it. In fact, Jesus said in John 8:24, "If you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." A man must hear the gospel. He must believe the gospel. But then he must repent of his sins. In Acts 2:38, when those present on the day of Pentecost cried out to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins." Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of life. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says that godly sorrow worketh repentance, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. And so I learned from the Bible that when I have godly sorrow, when I recognize that I have sinned against my Creator and I'm going to be lost eternally because of it, that godly sorrow brings about a change of mind that's called repentance. And repentance results in a change of life. The Bible says in order to be saved, I must hear the gospel, I must believe it, and then I must repent. The fourth step is that a man must confess Christ. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 37, the Ethiopian eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, that whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven. Upon having done these things, hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, the Bible teaches a man must be baptized in water for the remission of sins. 1 Peter 3, 20 and 21 says, the like figure whereunto baptism does now also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. Friends, I know there are many in the world today who will tell you baptism is not necessary, but the Bible still says baptism does now also save us. What is it that causes a man to be lost? The Bible tells us in Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death. Sin is what causes a man to die spiritually, to be lost eternally. And the only remedy for sin, or the only remedy of being lost, is to have my sins washed away, to have them remitted. And the Bible teaches baptism is necessary to do that. Acts 2 and 38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Once a person has done those things, Acts 2 and 47 says, the Lord will add him to his church, and then I must live faithfully unto death. Revelation 2 and 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. We thank you for tuning in today.